I'm Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia Extension, and this is a South Georgia Pine Ag Update. What a 2018 cotton season will certainly be a year that could have been. A very difficult year for cotton growers in the state with the damage from Hurricane Michael. The state of Georgia started out planting the most cotton we've planted since 2011. Georgia planted right at about 1.4 million acres in the state. Price was looking good. We had 74.94 cents all season. World cotton consumption had improved the last few years, and in 2018 still projected to be 127 million bales used, which it too is a record. Georgia clearly second place in cotton production in the United States behind Texas. Our year started with a lot of rain and a split crop, so concerns about our split and maturity as we move toward October, it was very apparent that we had a great crop in the field. Leading up to the hurricane on October 18th, the projected yield for the state of Georgia was at 980 pounds an acre, and that would have left Georgia at about 2.9 million bales. When Hurricane Michael hit, left nothing but devastation. University of Georgia cotton team worked with county agents, sample fields before and after the hurricane, which saw losses anywhere from 1% to 81% total. Even Burke County, 200 miles from where the hurricane hit, had an average of 54% loss. We only had picked about 12% of our cotton when Hurricane Michael hit, left Georgia with about a $550 to $600 million loss of our cotton crop. And then, of course, we went through this period of rain, November, December, pushing harvest all the way through January. So in the state of Georgia now, our projected yield is sitting at 680 pounds an acre with about 1.9 million bales. That's a huge hit to the cotton industry in the state. In some ways, 1.9 million bales is pretty good for what we went through. And even with the rain, the main quality that's been affected has been our color. One of the great things about United States cotton is our quality. And that quality has largely been unaffected by the hurricane and subsequent rains. But I mentioned us picking still into January. Something we saw a few years ago was an issue called bark. And bark is hard to explain. It's like if you took the stalk and just broke it in half, and those little fibers you see coming out is the best way to describe bark. So it's basically like a fiber, so it's hard for the gins to get it out of the lint. We saw this back in 2012, and there was some reason to believe that maybe this has to do with some of our newer, more improved pickers. Maybe they're a little bit aggressive on the plant. University of data suggests that's definitely not the case. So what we know at this point is it definitely is related to frost and that plant killing off and pretty much just dying. And for us this year, obviously that happened early, and then we haven't been able to pick some fields all the way through January. So far, our numbers right now about 12.5% bark out of Macon. So definitely related to the environment situation on the bark. That's probably the biggest issue we got right now, as growers are still trying to finish up the 2018 crop. For more information, visit my blog, WilcoxCountyAg.com. I'm Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia, and this is a South Georgia Pine Ag Update. South Georgia Pine.